JT, I probably should have asked Brian to do the Take Five contest after our next guest was on the show. I needed help, man.
You're not allowed to.
After starting off the week, the season the way I did last week, man, I needed some help. So we should have waited and let Chris Van Dine join us, and then he could have gave us some insight from North Coast Sports as to the college and the pro games. And he joins us right now, as he will each and every Thursday here on the Kenny and JT Show. How are you, Chris?
Hey, guys, I'm great. Big week here at North Coast Sports. We have our five-star game of the month, or our five-star going this week. It's our first five-star of the year, and this is a play that we actually give out free to all of our PowerSweep subscribers. So we're really excited about it. Big week here at North Coast Sports.
All right, well, let's pick your brain about some of these games. We'll start in the college games, and we got to start with Ohio State, who not only didn't cover, lost outright last week to Oregon. They've got Tulsa this week at home in game number three, Chris Van Dine. The spread I saw at one point was 26.5. I don't know if it's fluctuated up or down on that. Tell me where you've seen it last, and what are your thoughts on this Buckeyes team this week at home against Tulsa?
Yeah, we have this game 26.5 right now. And I'll tell you what, Ohio State, obviously, we did not see that coming against Oregon last week. Pretty surprised at the outcome of that game. Oregon didn't look great in week one, but Ohio State's defense really struggling right now, especially to defend the run. They got gashed pretty good in the first game against Minnesota, gave up 203 rushing yards. Then they come back and allow 269. And that 203 against Minnesota might have been more had Muhammad Ibrahim not gotten hurt.
Yep.
So Ohio State's got some defensive concerns. Tulsa's an interesting team because they come in 0-2. They lost an opener to UC Davis, an FCS team that really surprised everyone. But this team is not bad. They came back last week, covered and only lost by 5 to Oklahoma State. Was tied at halftime. Last year, when you look at this team, this was a pretty good team. They took Cincinnati to the wire, lost 27-24 against the Bearcats. Everyone knows how good the Bearcats are this year. Finished 5-3 at the end of the year, but their losses were respectable. A 9-point road loss to Oklahoma State, 3-point road loss at Cincinnati, and a 2-point loss in the bowl game to Mississippi State, where they actually had a 213-yard edge. So this is a decent Tulsa team and probably a lot better than people realize, especially based on their record this year. We like Tulsa to cover this line, but we're going to temper that. It's not something that we're going to look for as a late phone play this week, only because Ohio State's scary off a loss. We're not sure how to handle that. But I also look at the under. I think the under might be a pretty strong play because I think Ohio State's defense is going to need a bounce-back performance after last week.
Chris, tell me about betting numbers like that, the over under. Isn't it harder when you're sitting there to root for no points to be scored?
You know, I have a good friend of mine who has the philosophy to life's too short to bet the under, but
I believe
we actually see some value in betting unders because people have that philosophy and they hate betting unders, and it's so painful to watch a game and root for defense, especially today with the way offense score. But because the public is betting the over more, a lot of times it puts more value on the unders. So we've had a lot of success here at North Coast on our totals plays using the unders. And you know, this could be a game where it's that situation because Ohio State defensively has struggled the last couple weeks. This total is sitting at 61. And Tulsa's got a good defense. They only gave up 28 points last week and 313 yards against Oklahoma State. Mike Gundy usually has a pretty potent offense.
And with the lack of defense, or if you're not playing well, doesn't that move the number up anyway?
It does, no matter what. And then you got the public, which just is always a little bit skewed to the over. And, you know, Tulsa's offense has not moved the ball all that well. Their defense, pretty good. Ohio State's defense is obviously had some issues, but, you know, Ryan Day's possibly going to be taking over a little more or having more of an influence on the defense. And, frankly, the Buckeyes' defense has to be embarrassed about last week and even the week before. So I think that you're going to see the Buckeyes put their best foot forward defensively this week. They only have Akron on deck, you know, so they should They have nothing to really focus on for the next couple of weeks other than this game against Tulsa.
Chris Van Dyne, our guest right now on the Wake 'Em Way Hotline, professional handicapper at North Coast Sports. NCSports.com is the website, at ChrisV160 on Twitter. He's also got the podcast out. Is the podcast out, Chris?
Yes, it is. The Power Sweep podcast is out. We got some special offers for Power Sweep subscribers, or if you want to jump on board and sign up for Power Sweep, listen to the podcast. We got a special offer in there for you. And we got some good picks. Our podcast picks with me, Robbie, and Jim Seaman went 7-2 last week.
Nice.
And so we've been doing pretty well with that. And we got a special guest this week, which I know you know him well. Michael Ragai joined me.
Nice.
A good friend of North Coast Sports. So definitely check that out. Was really excited to get Michael's take on a couple games, including that big Cincinnati-Indiana game.
Yeah, that's a huge non-conference game. Huge for Cincinnati for a power to beat a power five school like that. Indiana struggling a little bit. Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Is Cincinnati the best football team in the state?
Wow.
College-wise.
Oh. Wow. Not counting Mount Union.
I'm not going to say yes to that. Partly because I live in Ohio and I don't want anyone to burn.
I get it. I'm the same way though.
But guess what? He didn't say no to that either. He's not saying yes. Did you hear him? But he didn't say no.
They might be though. I'll tell you what. That would be a heck of a game. I don't know if it'll get to happen. Probably not. But it would be really cool if somehow. You know, I don't know if it'd be a bowl game or. It'd be tough to meet in the playoffs, but, you know, that, I guess that'd be a possibility. But, yeah, that would be a great game. And
Chris, with this defense.
Right now would be favored.
Yeah, with this defense, Chris, the Buckeyes aren't in no playoffs. They're not making it to the playoffs with this defense. So I'm looking at a bowl game of, like, the whatever is not one of the big games for the playoffs. I'm looking for the Buckeyes maybe to go there if they win the Big Ten. I think they're going to lose another game this year. At least one more game in the regular season. So
right now, Ohio State would be about a 7-point favorite.
Okay. All right. Wow. There you go.
On a neutral field. Wow. On a neutral field.
Gotcha. There you go. So, hey, maybe that happens. It'd be very interesting. All right. Last week, you gave a free play away. Do you have any freebies for our listeners out there on a game that you guys have, been given out to show people how good you guys are, and that gets them to sign up for the Power Sweep or the Power Play newsletters?
I'll tell you what, I will give one away, and it's a play I like a lot. I'll tell you what, I'll even give you guys, it's our top play in Power Sweep, and it's Stanford giving 12 right now against Vanderbilt. I'll throw that out to the listeners. I think it's a great play with Stanford coming off the big win over USC, but they lost the week before, so, you know, Stanford – they really struggle in those road games when it's an early start. This is an 8 p.m. start against Vanderbilt, and Vanderbilt's a bad football team, man. 20-point loss to East Tennessee State 2 weeks ago, and then they came back. We're getting beat, and the score could have been a lot worse than it was last week at halftime. They were down 14-7 against Colorado State, but in that first half, they were actually getting outgained. I don't have the number here, but they were getting outgained significantly in that first half. They got outgained by 103 yards, but ended up pulling out a 24-21 win against the Colorado State team that's on the bottom of the Mountain West. So I think Stanford's going to come out there and get a strong win. David Shaw is strong as an away favorite, 21-13-1. Vanderbilt 3-12 as a home dog, and just looking like a they might be an 0-12 team this year.
Wow.
1-11 since they won last week.
Okay.
So it's looking. They do have UConn, so maybe there is a second win for them. They do have UConn in a couple weeks.
Chris, you mentioned Stanford as a play of the week this week against Vanderbilt. And I was wondering this, and I was at the Ohio State game last weekend. We ran a big tailgate on Lane Avenue. I asked a couple of the fans from the Oregon Ducks, is this the cream of the crop of the Pac-12? They weren't sure. They couldn't answer the question. They weren't sure if it might be Stanford, USC, even though they just fired their head coach, or UCLA. Who is the cream of the crop in the Pac-12? Do you have any idea, or is it just too early yet?
I'd probably say it's too early, but I will say that right now I have to say Oregon, just because they have the big road win. You go to Columbus, you come away with a win. I've got to give you the edge. I'm still not entirely sold on UCLA because, one, that they haven't done it to that level yet, and the other thing that bothers me is that I don't know what LSU is right now. They just kind of look like a mess. They've got a lot of injuries, a lot of players out, so I'm not ready to crown UCLA. In fact, I think Fresno State could give them a pretty good game this week. USC with the coaching situation, not sure what to make of them right now. So right now, I've got to give the edge to the Oregon Ducks because they got the big win under their belt.
And they have a quarterback who's in his fifth year, played at Boston College, is experienced and wasn't fazed by the crowd noise or anything in that defense at Ohio State that just kept doing the same thing over and over. So they just kept doing the same thing over and over on offense and beat the Buckeyes. So I'm with you on that. Chris Van Dine is our guest, professional handicapper, North Coast Sports. Check him out online at ncsports.com. Follow him on Twitter at ChrisV160. Chris, let's turn our attention then over to the National Football League and start with the Cleveland Browns, who last week, if you took the Brownies, you covered. You got the 5.5 or the 6 or the 6.5, whatever you were lucky enough to get. And even though they lost the game outright, you won with the spread. I saw a little note in your newsletter that you sent me, and that is that the Browns have been a double-digit favorite one time in the last 13 years. And this week, guess what? That makes number two. They're 12.5-point favorites in this home game against the Texans. Give us a little insight on this matchup.
Well, we were impressed with Cleveland last week. They ended that game with a 60-yard edge. Really thought for a while they were going to win it. They had that 22-10 lead. Really outplayed the Chiefs in the first half. 318 to 183-yard edge in the first half. Texans coming off the win, largely turnover aided. The Trevor Lawrence threw the three interceptions in that game. Houston only had a 54-yard edge in a 16-point win. So score not as strong as the score wasn't indicative of how the game was actually played. I think that Jacksonville played a little bit better than that. The turnovers really hurt them. But it's hard to lay that kind of points in an NFL game with a team who's not used to laying points like that. So our lean right now is with Cleveland. Last year, if you recall, this game was wild because of the wind and the rain. Mm-hmm. It only ended 10-7. I remember that was the day that our office is in Westlake, and it was so windy coming off the lake that it was literally blowing a dumpster down in a parking lot a little bit before the game.
Had your picks in it. That's why. Your picks were all in that dumpster.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I couldn't run into the office fast enough and pound the under.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
Absolutely.
Great point.
I looked outside and saw that wind, and I ran straight to my computer. Under.
Chris, let me ask you this question then. Even with a large, I can't stand it either. When I see double digits and then a half point put on top of that, it drives me insane. I don't care what the temperature, I don't care what the weather's doing. But I want to ask you this. Do you see that line? Where do you see that line moving as we get closer to kickoff?
Well, I think that it could end up dropping just because I think that a lot of people are hesitant towards, laying the big points in the NFL. And Houston did have a decent performance last week. They have a veteran quarterback. They've got a lot of veterans in their offense. You know, Mark Ingram's, he's been around a while. He's got some, obviously some wheels on, some tread on the wheels. But right. I do think that Houston has the capability to keep this game closer. Our line and power sweep is Cleveland by 7. And I think that, like I said, I just have a hard time laying double digits. I think that line could drop a little bit by the time game time starts.
Oh, crap. I have them winning by 21. We just made our picks. Yeah. I said by 21. Oh, well, I'm screwed.
Well, we don't know how they're going to respond because they've never been in this situation.
You guys might be right. It's week two in the NFL is always interesting because, you don't want to overreact to things. So, one win for Houston does not make them a good team.
All right, so then let's go to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I didn't think they had a chance in hell to win last week at Buffalo. I figured, with all the hype surrounding the Bills in the offseason, it's at Buffalo, new offensive line, new offensive coordinator for the Steelers. I thought Buffalo would find a way to win and cover. They didn't. They lost outright. Steelers this week get a home game, and the Raiders are coming off a Monday night overtime game in which they won the game twice, basically. Thanks to turnovers from Lamar Jackson. Just a little insight on this matchup in the Steel City.
Well, I didn't see the Steelers winning that game last week. I know we didn't. But I will say getting T.J. Watt back before the game and, having him sort out his contract situation, and it gave the team, especially that defense, a shot in the arm.
Right.
But the offense is still struggling. You know, they only had 252 yards last week. They got outgained by 119 yards. The big swing in that game was the blocked punt return, the blocked punt touchdown. So I don't know how you lay points, especially I believe it's at 7. I don't know how you lay a touchdown with a team that can't get to 300 yards. I'm just not sure how often the Steelers are going to be able to do that this year. You know, Ben Roethlisberger really hasn't been the same since about mid last year. You know, they had that 11-0 run, and then the offense really kind of bombed the last few weeks. You know, really struggled to put points on the board. Raiders are off that big win, and the Raiders, just for whatever reason, have a great time playing the Steelers. They've covered 7 of the last 8. There's actually been 5 upsets in the last 7 meetings, and Mike Tomlin is just a guy that he seems to, you know, when you think the team has turned a corner, they always seem to kind of take a step back. So we like the Raiders in this game to cover, but we're not, with the short rest they're coming off of and the long travel, we're not ready to call for it, the outright upset. But we do think the Raiders will keep it around a field goal.
Short week. Running backs are a little bit dinged up. Josh Jacobs is hurt. Kenyon Drake, I don't know if you can believe in him. How do you feel about David Carr at quarterback?
Veteran that, you know, he's been around the block. He had a good game last week.
He did.
You know, he threw for 435 yards. So he's off to a good start. I do think they're going to have trouble scoring this week because, you know, I think everybody's going to have trouble scoring against Pittsburgh. But, you know, the one thing that you can do sometimes against them is throw the ball. They give you a lot of man coverage. And, you know, Allen did throw for 254 last week. So I think that Carr will get enough done to keep this game closer. But, you know, that Steelers defense is really tough. So we're gonna say that, you know, temper our expectations on the Raiders. Again, Steelers win the game. Carr does enough to keep it close.
Okay. Fair enough, and we love getting the insight, college and pros, from Chris Van Dyne, professional handicapper at North Coast Sports. Check out the website at ncsports.com. Also, the podcast. Where can they get the podcast, Chris? Anywhere podcasts are found? What do they type in?
Anywhere podcasts are found, it's the Power Suite podcast. You can also just go to ncsports.com. We have it right on the website. And if you go to my Twitter, of course, you can find that it's at ChrisV160. So definitely check that out. It's good listening. Like I said, we got Michael Ray guy on there this week talking some of those some of the big games. So it was a lot of fun to talk to him this week as well.
Yeah, Reg and I, we do the Ray Guy Rota podcast after Browns game. So we do the autopsy. So Michael and I, you guys give the insight to the lead up to the game. Then Michael and I do the autopsy after the game.
We talked about that. We definitely talked about that and talked a little bit about his upcoming games that he's going to be calling. Excited for that. You know, the big Akron Bryant game this weekend, which, by the way, I like Akron minus 13.5.
There you go. Tom Arth's Akron Zips. Take the Zips minus the points this week over where the hell is Bryant at?
Give me a second here. I will tell you
because
I forget.
I saw that. I was like, I don't even know where the heck they are. Who the, I think
they're
of Anita Bryant.
They're in Rhode Island.
Man. Okay,
it's like a team that shows up in March Madness.
Yeah.
Now Bryant, interesting because I did look into this game a little bit, and they're off a win over an FCS playoff team from last year. But that team was missing their star running back, who's actually an FCS All-American and was a finalist for the Walter Payton Award.
Oh, wow.
So they didn't really beat that team when they were at their best because that team was missing their best player, who was pretty much their only offense the last couple of years.
Games like this can be tricky, though, because of the transfer portal.
That is true. That is true. I don't think Bryant's had any significant additions. But I do think that Akron has to win this game because – yeah, you got Ohio State on deck. You're about to go 0-4 if you don't. So you're at least going to win the game. And I think 2 touchdowns is pretty light against a Bryant team that, you know, that they've not been a successful FCS program.
All right. Last thing before we let you go, I'm just curious, and for more information and the actual picks on all the games, Power Sweep newsletter, Power Sweep podcast, Power Play newsletter, all that stuff, go to ncsports.com. Just your thoughts on Kansas City, what you saw from them last week, Baltimore, what you saw from them last week, because they're playing this week in Baltimore.
Yeah, obviously a big game. Baltimore off a loss, does not want to start 0-2. You know, and that was a tough way to drop that game. Like you said, they essentially lost it twice. They were outgained by 85 yards, really struggled to defend the pass, gave up 409 pass yards. Chiefs could have lost that game, you know, just like we talked about. The Browns seem to be on the verge of knocking the Chiefs off, but
right.
They just can't quite get it done. Hopefully in the playoffs they do. It's an interesting game. It's a game I will tease a little bit because we will look at it later in the week as far as our late phones and offer that. If you call 1-800-654-3448, we'll have that play on Monday for just $12. That'll be our marquee. We also have our Monday Night Magic play, which you can actually buy for just $20 with a guarantee or $30 with a non-guarantee. Now, I will mention our Power Plays newsletter has Baltimore winning this game 23-16, which I found interesting.
Wow.
Chiefs are 6-2 ATS and road openers, but Power Plays newsletter calling for Baltimore to win this game by 7.
Interesting, because Marcus Peters is out. The running backs, the three of them, I think, are out.
Now that is something I will say where the Power Plays newsletter, that's why we have Power Sweep and Power Plays. So Power Plays doesn't take into account injuries.
Okay.
So when you're looking at that box score, that's just going on statistics of the past games or past year.
Right.
And so it's not taking some of those things into account, weather, stuff like that, situations, you know, playing like back-to-back road games, if you got a big game on deck. So Power Plays is a statistical box score,
okay.
And that's how we determine the plays on there. And then we have Power Sweep is more analytical.
Yeah, for me, I look back to last year. The Chiefs spanked them last year by 2 touchdowns. And cornerback Chris Westry just added to the injury list for Baltimore. So that's, I think, Mahomes. How about that if you're Kansas City? You open up with the Browns and the Ravens, 2 teams favored to battle for the top spot in the AFC. Now, if you can get wins against those two guys, boy, that's a hell of a start if you're Kansas City, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, if you're the Chiefs, getting that 2-0 start – is important, but think about the Ravens here. If they start 0-2, man, granted they have they only have Detroit on deck, but their following 2 games are on the road. So, you know, it's 0-2, and you got back-to-back road games coming up, so that's a scary start for them if they don't win this game.
No doubt. Hey, Chris, great insight as always. We appreciate the time. Give the website and information one more time for people out there who say, Roadman, you didn't ask him about this game or that game. Well, that's why he's going to give you this information so you can contact them. Go ahead.
Yeah, go to ncsports.com. You can get Power Sweep or Power Plays newsletters. You can also call us at 1-800-654-3448, and we'll be happy to help you out getting you set up with the newsletters or any of our late phone packages. That's 1-800-654-3448 or ncsports.com, and you can follow me at ChrisV160.
Sounds good. Hey, Chris, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend, my friend, and we'll see how things go after 2 weeks in the NFL.
Thank you, guys, and I'll talk to you next week.